This is the iPhone 16e, and until sometime in the next few days, it is the cheapest entry point into the Apple Intelligence ecosystem. Why? Because Apple says that its suite of emoji makers, notification summaries, and rewriting tools simply cannot run on hardware with less than 8 gigs of memory. The non-Pro iPhone 15, which would be cheaper than this at retail, only has 6 gigabytes of memory. Memory, or RAM as you know it from the spec sheet, is having a moment right now. If you tried to build a gaming PC today, you'd find that consumer RAM costs about 20 to 30% more than it did just 3 months ago. Why the sudden spike? Because AI data centers and the powerful GPUs inside them are gobbling up all the production capacity. There are only 3 major companies in the world that make the memory chips for everything from your microwaves to your car and to the iPhone: Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron. Right now, they are prioritizing the massive, high-profit chips needed for AI servers over the chips needed for your smartphone. But it's not just your wallet that's going to feel the squeeze. While we worry about the cost of a new phone or a new laptop, there's a much bigger cost accumulating in the background. We have advanced AI data centers popping up right here in South Africa, and they are gobbling up something even more critical than silicon: our already constrained electricity transmission capacity. Hi, I'm Lindsay Shooters, business and technology journalist at Daily Maverick. And along with environmental investigative journalist Tony Carney, we've spent months digging into the documents, the refusals, and the technical specs to unlock the dirty secrets of South Africa's data centers. We use words like the cloud or virtual reality, making it sound like our digital lives exist somewhere out there in the sky. But that's a lie. The cloud is concrete. It is steel. It is endless kilometers of copper wire and millions of liters of water. It is a physical industrial factory. Right now, South Africa is on the cusp of a hyperscale data center boom. Based on our analysis of expansion plans from players like Caballeros and Teraco, we are looking at a potential of 1,000 megawatts of new demand being added to our national grid. To put that 1,000 megawatts into perspective, it's roughly the equivalent to one full stage of load shedding just for these facilities. And these aren't just your old emails. The AI era has fundamentally changed how these factories work. In the old days, data traffic was north to south. You, the user in the north, requested a file and the server in the south sent it to you. Today, with AI, the traffic is east to west. To train models like ChatGPT, thousands of graphics processing units, their makers call them GPUs, have to talk to each other simultaneously, sharing massive amounts of data to learn and synchronize. This generates an incredible amount of heat. A single high-density rack of these servers now requires a power draw roughly equivalent to the peak demand of 50 average homes. 50 homes for one rack. And these warehouses hold thousands of them. Now, if you ask the data center operators about this, they will point you to their glossy sustainability reports. They'll tell you about green energy and net zero. And to their credit, they are putting money on the table. Teraco, for instance, has committed 2 billion rand to build its own 120 megawatt utility scale solar farm in the Free State. But there's a paradox here that the industry doesn't like to broadcast. It's called renewables arithmetic. That 120 megawatt solar plant does not equal 120 megawatts. Of reliable power 24 hours a day. The sun doesn't shine at night, but AI never sleeps. Even massive utility scale projects currently only cover roughly 30 to 50% of a facility's total critical load. So how do they keep the servers running at 3 a.m.? They rely on wheeling. Wheeling is a financial transaction. They feed clean energy into the grid in the Free State, and they take energy out of the grid in Johannesburg and Cape Town. But physically, when the sun goes down, that data center is drawing power from our baseload. And in South Africa, baseload is just a polite word for burning coal. So while your AI feels futuristic, it is being powered by a system that is still digging fossil fuels out of the ground to keep the lights on and clog our transmission lines. And digging coal requires something else we are quickly running out of: water. My colleague Tony Carney looked specifically at the water footprint of these facilities. Now, on site, modern data centers are actually quite efficient. They use closed-loop liquid cooling systems where the water circulates and doesn't evaporate away. But the real cost is hidden in that supply chain. Because these data centers rely on Eskom's coal-fired power for their baseload, they are indirectly responsible for the millions of liters of water used to mine that coal and generate steam in the power stations. International studies suggest that large data centers can consume directly and indirectly up to 19 million liters of water per day. That is equivalent to the daily water use of a town of 10,000 to 50,000 people. We are effectively trading drinking water for digital processing power. You would think, given the stakes of our electricity and our water, that the government and these companies would be transparent about their usage. But when Daily Maverick submitted requests for this data, we hit a wall of silence. The city of Joburg and Ekurhuleni did not provide any data on electricity consumption by local data centers. Eskom, meanwhile, invoked commercial confidentiality and the Protection of Personal Information Act as reasons for not disclosing. Even the companies themselves hide behind NDAs. When we asked about specific power and water usage, we were told that those details are subject to strict non-disclosure agreements. Think about that. We know exactly how much the price of RAM has gone up. We know exactly what the specs of the new iPhone are, but we aren't allowed to know how much of our national water and power resources are being ring-fenced for these private AI factories. We are racing towards a digital future. We want the smart assistants, the faster phones, and the economic growth that comes with being a tech hub for the continent. And let's be clear, data centers are crucial for our economy. Even President Cyril Ramaphosa spoke about it in his State of the Nation address. But these AI factories are reshaping our resource landscape. They are competing for the same electricity and water that our cities, our farms, and our homes rely on. The question isn't whether we should have the data centers. The question is, why are we being kept in the dark about the true cost? This is just a glimpse. For the full 6-part investigation into the wheeling, dealing, and hidden impacts of South Africa's data center boom, go to dailymaverick.co.za. Thanks for watching.